take a look at my next guest. There's a report around Wall Street that this is what he has in mind. This is Donald Trump, 33 years old, and some people think that he wants to buy the World Trade Center, the 110-story Manhattan skyscraper that anyone can pick up if they've got the coins. This is Donald Trump, 33 years old, and some people think that he wants to buy the World Trade Center.
Daniel Clamp. You know, no visit to New York is complete without a tour of the world's most fully automated office building. My Clamp Premier Regency Trade Center and Retail Concourse, headquarters of Clamp Enterprises and home of CCN, Clamp Cable Network Television.
That's the story of the Clamp Premier Regency Office Center, where one man's dream became a reality. I hope you enjoyed today's tour, and don't forget, pick up your copy of Mr. Clamp's best-selling book, I Took Manhattan. Now, the center is just one part of Mr. Clamp's round-the-world business network, which includes construction, sports, finance, and, of course, a popular line of jams and jellies. Now, for those of you who have cable TV at home, the Clamp Cable Network is located right here in the building.
The death of Mr. Wing removes the last obstacle to developer Daniel Clamp's long-delayed Chinatown project. This quaint little shop, which once housed many rare objects from the Orient, must now make way for the future, Daniel Clamp style.
Sir, is the building on fire?
No, that's a false alarm. We've just got some problems.
I think real estate would be highly lucrative.
Now there's a computer that puts you in touch with the world like never before.
You're the one to talk.
At the touch of a button, you get TV, FM stereo.
Duck.
At the touch of a button. At the touch of a button, you get TV, FM stereo, even a digital answering machine.
Hey, Doug, this is Donald Trump. Just got your email. Let me give you my direct line at Trump Tower.
The Toshiba Infinia, when you're ready for a different computer.
Trump has said, quite seriously, that he's a good enough bargainer to negotiate a nuclear disarmament treaty with the Russians.
One day we're told that a shadowy figure with no fixed address named Osama bin Laden is public enemy number one, and U.S. jet fighters lay waste to his camp in Afghanistan. I really am convinced we're in danger of the sort of terrorist attacks that will make the bombing of the 1993 Trade Center look like kids playing with firecrackers.
Hi, lots of real estate in Manhattan, and of course, Donald, I understand you were actually a witness to what happened this morning.
Well, I have a window that looks directly at the World Trade Center, and I saw this huge explosion. I was with a group of people, and I really couldn't even believe it. I mean, you look at Larry Silverstein, who's a terrific owner in New York and a very good friend of mine, who I just called. I was very worried about him because I because I assume maybe he was in the building. He took possession of the building 1 week ago.
Mr. Trump, what should be the response to this attack? How should the U.S. respond to such a devastating?
Well, I think they have to respond quickly and effectively. They have to find out exactly what the cause was, who did it, and they have to go after these people because there is no other choice. And then secondarily, and much less importantly, we have to rebuild in some form that will be just as majestic as the World Trade Center.
What kind of costs would you estimate to rebuild this area? How much money has been lost in the attack?
I would say $15 to $20 billion. You're talking billions and billions of dollars, and it's irreparable. But I really feel that the location is such and the importance of the monument is such that we have to rebuild.
If we rebuild the World Trade Center in the form of a skeleton, Freedom Tower, the terrorists win. We want to rebuild the World Trade Center as the World Trade Center, but better. A little bit taller, a lot stronger, just plain better.
So what do you think of my Trump Home mattress collection by Serta? Finally, the same luxury and comfort I demand in my hotels.
Oh, they'll never count sheep again.
Listen, why don't you come work for me?
What do you have in mind?
Something you were born to do.
Welcome to Room 9.
Looking good, Number 9. Looking good.
Where's your dignity?
I am officially running for President of the United States.
It is my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to you the President-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
Some of these people, but I'd never kill them.
How the f*** did this happen?
The American dream is dead. Stop resisting.
The president's powers here are beyond question.
Ladies and gentlemen, the last president of the United States.
Coming to an American city near you.